Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 43, 4th of July. On the 4th of July, it was exactly 4 years ago, I started my coming out at work. Therefore, I think it is now time to pronounce a declaration. When in the course of a human life it becomes necessary for one individual to dissolve the bands which have connected her to society and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle her, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that she should declare the causes which impel her to the transition. I hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, genders are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the gendered. That whenever any form of gender becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the individual to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new gender, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that genders long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such gender and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient suffrage of these individuals. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former gender. The history of the assigned gender is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these individuals. I will not go into detail about the misery of living in the wrong gender now. I therefore, speaking on behalf of all genderqueer people, assembled around their radios and computers, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of all good people, solemnly publish and declare that these individuals are, and of right ought to be, free and independent, that they are absolved from all allegiance to their assigned gender, and that all connection between them and their assigned gender is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent individuals, they have the full power to live their lives the way that suits them, and to do all other acts and things which individuals of their preferred gender may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snell from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.